Welcome to Parshas HaShavua. It's Parshas Re'eh this week. Now, not only is it Parshas Re'eh, but this week is also Shabbos Mevarchim Elul. So the Shabbos gives Bracha to Elul, which is a very auspicious Shabbos, which means we know that Elul is such a special time. We know Elul is an Eis Ratzin. It's an auspicious time. Hashem is particularly close to us during the month of Elul. As we know, the famous analogy of Melech Basole, the king in the field. And therefore, Elul calls us and inspires us to upgrade a little bit spiritually and to become closer and connect and to reflect and repair and so on. The Shabbos that gives it all bracha is this coming Shabbos. There's interesting, the whole Elul, of course, we know, is a preparation for Tishrei, for the month of Tishrei. There's a very interesting remez, a very interesting hint to the month of Tishrei, and Tishrei being the beginning of the year, in this week's parasha. In this week's parasha, there's a pasuk that talks about Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, and it says, "Einei Hashem Elokecha bo," the eyes of Hashem are upon the land, with all the words with extra special care, so to speak, "Mereshis Hashana ve'ad Achri Shana," from the beginning of the year till the end of the year. And Rashi explains, what does it mean? It means that it's a land, like everything else, that from the beginning of the year, which is Tishrei, it's decided what's going to happen towards the end of the year. In other words, everything is decided on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur for the rest of the year. So that's, you know, already an interesting connection to the whole idea of Tishrei and preparing for Tishrei. But however, going back to this pasuk, is an interesting thing that it says, "Mereshis Hashanah," from the beginning of the year till the end of the year. The word "Mereshis" or "Reshis," meaning the first month, is normally spelled Resh Aleph Shin Yud Sof. And in this pasuk, it's missing an Aleph. It's not spelled with an Aleph, it's just spelled Resh Shin Yud Tov. So I saw in a sefer called Plois HaTorah, an amazing thing, that in Masechta Beitza, it says that all the sustenance, all the money of the person is decided on Rosh Hashanah, from the one Rosh Hashanah till the other, except for the expenses we spend on Shabbos and Yontif, and the expenses we spend on our children to learn Torah. The Rebbe Tzalel Ronschenburg, he brings a medrash that over there also includes Rosh Chodesh. So therefore you've got Shabbos, the expenses for Shabbos, Yontif, if you do anything special on Rosh Chodesh to celebrate, and spending money for the education, the Torah education of our children. The Chidor, the great Sephardic sage of the Sidoni Sefer of Devash Lefi, says there's a big remez, a big hint for this. That you can say that it says all the sustenance of a person is fixed from one Tishrei to the next, except for Tishrei, the word Tishrei. What's Tishrei? Tishrei stands for Tov Shin Resh Yud. Torah is the Tov. Shabbos, the Resh is Rosh Chodesh, and the Yud is Yom Tov. Therefore, the Oitzah Plois HaTorah says that we can bring a remez from this pasuk. The eyes of Hashem are upon the land from Reshis Hashanah till the end of Shana. What's Reshis Hashanah? The word Reshis without an Aleph has the same letters as Tishrei. In other words, Hashem decided on Rosh Hashanah what's going to happen the entire year till the next Rosh Hashanah, except for Reshis. Reshis, which is the same letters as Tishrei, which stands for Torah, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yom Tov. Okay, so I want to just share, that's just an interesting idea coming out of this parasha, and I want to just share some thoughts on the parasha. So one of the things we have in this week's parasha is the laws of kashrus once again, the laws of kosher animals, what's a kosher animals, split hooves, choose the cut, kosher fish, fins and scales, and kosher birds, and so on. When it comes to kosher fish, we know the two simanim, the two signs that make a fish kosher, is snapri v'kaskeses, it's fins and scales. Now the Gemara says an interesting thing. The Gemara, Chazal tell us the following. Any fish that has scales, if you see a fish that has scales, you can be certain it has fins. Even if you can't see the fins, they must have fallen off or whatever. But you cannot have a fish with scales without fins. Conversely, however, if you see a fish with fins, it doesn't mean it has scales. So it could be that it just has fins, but it's still not a kosher fish because it doesn't have scales. In other words, the main simon, the main sign of a fish, is the scales. So the question is, why do we have to have this? Why do we have to be told that any fish has scales, has fins? If it has fins, doesn't necessarily have scales. Why doesn't the Torah just give us one sign? Tell us that any fish that has scales is kosher. Because obviously, if it's scales, then it has fins. So, this week, preparing for Parshas Re'eh, was the 20th of Av, the yahrzeit of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Shneerson, the father of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And he said a very interesting thing. He said that in the saying of fins and scales, the Chazal tell us is something very deep that we learn. Fins, Kabbalistically, refer to the ability for the fish to grow, from move to one place to another, and that comes through Torah learning. So fins is a symbol of Torah learning. Scales, on the other hand, which is something that covers the body on the outside, like most mitzvahs that we do, which in Kabbalah are called makifim, they're encompassing, they surround us, like we put on tefillin, we sit in the sukkah, we, in other words, it's not something we internalize, something outside of us. So scales are a symbol of mitzvahs. So here's how it works, says the Chazal. If a fish has scales, if a person is engaged with mitzvahs, if a person is really keeping mitzvahs properly, he must have fins. Mitzvahs do not come about, in other words, proper engagement with mitzvahs come about from the information and the inspiration and the instruction of Torah. Therefore, if a person has scales, he has mitzvahs, it means he has fins. He must have some level of Torah. However, just because a person has fins, meaning if he has Torah, not necessarily there will be mitzvahs. Because Torah is a tricky thing. One can learn Torah and one can treat it just as a subject and as knowledge, and therefore it won't inspire or inform or instruct mitzvahs. So in other words, one has to ensure, one has to work hard that the Torah we learn, in fact, brings to action. So that's what Chazal is telling us by the statement, and that's what the Torah is telling us, that a person needs both signs. To be a kosher fish spiritually, it always be a kosher person, you need fins and scales. But remember that if you have fins, you need to make sure it results in scales. Because once there's scales, then for sure there was fins. If there's mitzvahs, there's Torah. But if you just have Torah, not necessarily will you come to mitzvahs. And therefore you have to do something about it to make sure that in fact it will translate into mitzvahs. An interesting thing, if we're talking about fish, also connected with Tishrei, there's a whole difference of opinion about fish on Rosh Hashanah. We always so used to the idea of fish on Rosh Hashanah, the fish head and so on and so forth. The Bach in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah actually brings that there were those that did not eat fish on Rosh Hashanah, not to indulge, not to have extra tivus, extra indulgence on Rosh Hashanah. On the other hand, we know that many of us, of course, dafki eat fish on Rosh Hashanah because it's a simen, it's a symbol of multiplying. And then there's the head of the fish because we like to be a head, not a tail, and so on and so forth. Just to share one or two other insights on Parshas Re'eh. In Parshas Re'eh, it's one of the places that talks about the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash is referred to as Hamokim, the place, or Yerushalayim, actually. And it's talking about going to Yerushalayim, and it talks about Hamokim, the place that Hashem, your God, will choose to rest His name there. So the Or HaChaim, the Sefer HaChaim, which is from the brother of the Maharal, asks the question, how come in the Torah it never actually talks about the word Yerushalayim? It always talks about the place that Hashem will build the Beis HaMikdash, the place that Hashem will rest His name. Why? So he says, because a person has to know that wherever you are, wherever you pray to Hashem, wherever you daven, that is the place that Hashem chooses. Which is why when we daven, we face Yerushalayim. We turn towards Yerushalayim. One reason, of course, we turn towards Yerushalayim because our tefillahs go through Yerushalayim. But another reason that we turn towards Yerushalayim is to connect where we are with Yerushalayim. In other words, we can make Yerushalayim where we are. Wherever we are, wherever we daven, we can connect Yerushalayim, and that can be the place that Hashem chooses. And that's why it doesn't say the word Yerushalayim in the Torah, because it's not limited, it's not specific to the actual geographical place of Yerushalayim. The Lubavitcher Rebbe explains that this actually explains another concept and explains what the Gemara says. The Gemara tells us, "Kol ador b'chutz la'aretz ki'ilu ein la'olaka." The Gemara says, whoever dwells in Chutz La'aretz, it's like he has no God. which is very strange. Does that mean all the tzaddikim and all the yidden throughout the ages that didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, even those who had an opportunity to go but chose not to, they lived in Chutz Laretz? It's like they don't have a God. How could that be? But if you look very carefully at the Chazal, it says the following, called Hador. Whoever dwells, dwells means you dwell permanently. In other words, if a person is in Chutz Laretz, but he's connected to Yerushalayim, he's connected to Eretz Yisrael, he aspires to Eretz Yisrael, he connects where he is to Eretz Yisrael, that's then he's connecting to the land of Israel, Yerushalayim, and of course he has a God. What Chazal mean is called Hador. Dor means to permanently dwell. A person who lives in Chutz Laretz, and that's his destination, that's where he is, he's not connected to something beyond Chutz Laretz, that's a problem. Similar to what the Sefer HaChaim says, that where you are, if you face Yerushalayim, which means if you're connected to Yerushalayim, then you bring Yerushalayim to where you are. Similarly, generally in Chutz Laretz, if a person is living in Chutz Laretz, but his heart, his aspiration, his hope is towards Eretz Yisrael, spiritually he's connecting to Eretz Yisrael, then of course it's like he's bringing Eretz Yisrael to him. That's just some insights into Parashas Re'eh. Everyone should have a good week and a good Shabbos.